News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, more from Dr. Bill's forecast on the way. 55 now at our studios. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Let's get you started with the ride in. Here's traffic with Kane.
From the SpringoToyota.com traffic center, disabled tractor trailer airport on the eastbound at Azalea. The center lane still blocked off waiting for the wreckers. No new wrecks in the roadway. School buses are traveling. Looks good across the bayway. And no other problems from airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt. And 65, it's a good ride in. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Highlander with 0% financing for up to 60 months or $5,500 in savings. Model 6955. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
A 40-year-old woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, following in her mother's footsteps. She worries about her young daughter's future and her chances of developing the disease. She would like to know more. So would we. At Southern Cancer Center, we don't just treat cancer. We manage your risk. With our certified genetic testing and counseling program, together we can find these answers and create an informed plan for the future. What are your genes telling you? Learn more at SouthernCancerCenter.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the lower 60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and chilly with lows in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny again with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
707 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, Tuesday style. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill, Kane with our traffic. And of course, you, text line is open at 343-0106, 343-0106. Also, the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question, have you flown out of, or were you planning to fly out of Mobile's downtown airport? As now, the low-cost carrier Frontier, that was such a big deal for a lot of folks, is pulling out here in a couple months. We'll talk more about that story coming up, but you vote and let us know. Front page of FMTalk1065.com.
Yeah, and I know you threw your little fit in here yesterday afternoon.
Major conniption fit.
How long did it take you to clean up the studio? I mean, you wrecked this place.
I did throw some things around. It was my probably one and only conniption fit for 2020. So I had it. Yeah, you can go back and listen if you like to hear what that sounds like. It's the last segment of yesterday's
video. It's my ringtone now.
You get to hear that meltdown on our podcast page. Go to FMTalk1065.com. Click the link for podcast. Go to Midday Mobile Hour Number 2. The end of the show, that's where it happened. So, yeah, if you want to go back. But you can also get a podcast of the 40-plus hours a week of live local programming. These are shows, we've been doing this for 10 years. We're continuing to add here in the second decade of shows that are originating right here. Mobile, Baldwin County folks doing shows for people in Mobile and Baldwin County. They originate from this studio. We're over 40 hours a week of this. You go to FMTalk1065.com and get the podcast there. But the best way to do it is to subscribe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can subscribe. iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn Podcasts, and pretty much anywhere you can get podcasts these days.
All right, very good. Check it out. And also on our website, three big things, top news stories of the day. Yeah, Frontier Airlines suspending flights from the Mobile Downtown Airport. It's all about Tua and the NFL. We'll talk more about that coming up in sports, plus more Bama players.
Yeah, we're figuring out whether the juniors are coming back or leaving for the NFL now. A lot of them making their announcements.
All right, talk about that coming up in sports in just a couple minutes. And the U.S. bracing for an Iranian response, maybe a tit-for-tat assault. Well, we'll see what happens here. Congress is going to be briefed later this week on President Trump's actions against Iran's top general. Correspondent Linda Kenyon from Westwood One has the latest.
On Friday, the president ordered a U.S. drone strike at the Baghdad International Airport in Iraq. It killed longtime U.S. enemy Qassem Soleimani. Trump did not notify certain members of Congress ahead of time, as is required, and he only made an after-the-fact statement via Twitter on Saturday. To be sure, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Soleimani was a threat to America.
His hands bore the blood of more American service members than anyone else alive. Hundreds of American families have buried loved ones because of him.
But was Soleimani planning an imminent attack that justified Trump's decision to take him out? Senator McConnell says he believes the details and the justification for the attack will become more clear on Wednesday when the administration briefs Congress.
Can we not maintain a shred, just a shred, of national unity for 5 minutes before deepening the partisan trenches.
But the trenches have already been deepened, says Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, who worries not only about the operation, but about how Trump went about notifying Congress and the American people.
The American people need clarity that the Trump administration has a plan, not just a tweet, a plan to keep our troops, our nation, and our people safe.
Senator McConnell warns this kind of rhetoric is premature.
Could we at least remember we're all Americans first, and we're all in this together?
Senator Schumer says we are in this together. That's why, he says, we all should be worried about President Trump.
His policies seem to be characterized by erratic, impulsive, and often egotistical behavior with little regard to a long-term strategy.
Hawaii Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono says the president's actions will lead to a cascade of consequences.
Rather than de-escalating the tensions that are already there, I think we've done the opposite with the president's precipitous action.
For Senator Schumer, the issue is clear.
In my view, President Trump does not have authority to go to war with Iran.
To that end, the House is taking up a resolution this week that firmly states what authority the president does have. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
712 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Boardings also cited this story. Brent crude, global benchmark for oil, reached a six-month high yesterday at about $70 a barrel. It hasn't really reflected at the fuel pump. They said maybe as much as 10 cents it could rise, but it was holding steady yesterday. Average price for a gallon of regular, $2.58 nationally. So we'll keep our eyes on that. Also, just a side thing I noticed, I don't know if there's a news story here or whatever, but if you'll watch we got the monitors here in the studio watching news, the three majors and the cable networks. If they've got a reporter that can be there, they've got a reporter in Iran right now. Iran opening their doors to Western journalists. It seems odd that now they got access to talk with the people in Iran.
Yeah, pushing out their message.
Yeah, it's kind of what I was guessing, too. All right, 13 minutes after 7 o'clock. Also, sad news here. The first homicide of 2020 in Mobile. We'll talk more about that story coming up. And CVS, you know, you get those long receipts from CVS. Mm-hmm. What if you could wear that as a fashion item?
Can you?
I got the story coming up. Y'all stay close.
There's one place where college football becomes pro football. One game, one field, one day. The 71st annual Reese's Senior Bowl, Saturday, January 25th, where college football's top talent will compete in front of NFL coaches, scouts, and GMs. Mobile, Alabama, home of the Senior Bowl. The draft starts here. Tickets on sale now at seniorbowl.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Frontier Airlines announced they will no longer fly out of the port city. The airline issued a statement saying they will suspend flights from the downtown airport in Mobile on April 22nd. The Mobile Airport Authority says they continue to recruit low-cost carriers. Fort Walton Beach police are now looking into how a body ended up on private property. Officers were called to what looks like a homeless camp in a wooded area off Maple Street and Beale Parkway on Monday. That's where they found a woman's body. Right now, police are not releasing any other information. A Mississippi prosecutor says he won't decide whether to try a man accused of murdering four people for a seventh time. District Attorney Doug Evans filed a court order Monday recusing himself and asking the state attorney general's office to decide on trying Curtis Flowers again. Last month, Flowers was released for the first time in 22 years after a judge granted a request for bail. Flowers was convicted four times for killing four people at a furniture store in Winona, Mississippi. Two other trials ended in mistrials. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Tua turns pro. The Ragin' Cajuns win Mobile's Lending Tree Bowl. And the Auburn Tigers keep moving up in the basketball rankings. It's 7:15 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The big news from yesterday, Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa announced that he will skip his senior season and enter the NFL draft.
And without further ado, with lots of prayers, thoughts, and guidance, I have decided that I will be declaring and entering the 2020 NFL draft.
Tagovailoa said that he met with Alabama coach Nick Saban five times in the past week, also had conversations with multiple NFL executives. Saban said that he did not try to talk Tua out of turning pro.
I know this has been a very difficult decision for him and his family. Our role in that is not to make a decision, but only to provide all the information that we can.
Tagovailoa took over as the starting quarterback in the 2018 National Championship game. Of course, he rallied the Tide to a 26-23 overtime victory over Georgia. Tua never gave the job back, went on to throw a combined 76 touchdowns and 9 interceptions the last two seasons. This season, Tua dislocated his hip during a November 16th game against Mississippi State. He had surgery shortly thereafter and has been rehabbing with the team since. His departure sets up a heck of a battle for the starting quarterback job next season. Current starter Mac Jones, Tua's younger brother Talia, and incoming highly touted freshman Bryce Young are all expected to compete for the number one spot on the depth chart. Tua wasn't the only Alabama player to make an announcement yesterday. Wide receiver Henry Ruggs III said that he'll be joining fellow wide receiver Jerry Jeudy and O-lineman Jedrick Wills in preparing for the 2020 NFL Draft, while wide receiver Devontae Smith announced that he will return to Alabama for his senior season. Linebackers Josh McMillan and Dylan Moses, along with offensive lineman Alex Leatherwood, will also be returning. Last night at Ladd Peoples Stadium, Louisiana Lafayette won the Lending Tree Bowl over Miami of Ohio 27-17. Quarterback Levi Lewis was ESPN's player of the game. He led the Raging Cajuns with 246 yards passing and 2 touchdowns, along with 62 yards rushing on 8 carries. That leaves us with one game remaining this year, the national championship between number 1 LSU and number 3 Clemson. That'll be played on Monday night at 7 in New Orleans. LSU is currently favored by 5.5 points. In NFL news, the Dallas Cowboys have hired Mike McCarthy to serve as the 9th head coach in franchise history. McCarthy coached the Green Bay Packers for 13 seasons from 2006 to 2018. They won Super Bowl 45 in 2011 under McCarthy's watch. They also made the NFC Championship 3 other times during his tenure. McCarthy will reportedly be hiring New Orleans Saints linebackers coach Mike Nolan to be the Cowboys' defensive coordinator. In basketball last night, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team beat UT Arlington 66-54. South took a 4-2 lead early in the game and never gave that lead back. Chad Lott led the Jags with 20 points. Up next, South will host Arkansas State at the Mitchell Center on Thursday night. The Auburn Tigers basketball team is still undefeated and keep moving up in the AP Top 25 poll. Yesterday in the newest poll, the Tigers are now ranked 5th, 3 spots higher than last week. Auburn beat Mississippi State on Saturday to improve their record to 13-0. That's the highest the Tigers have been ranked by AP voters since they were ranked 4th back in January of 2000. Gonzaga is number 1 in the AP Top 25, followed by Duke, Kansas, and Baylor. Auburn coming in at number 5, Butler 6th, and San Diego State 7th. Kentucky is up 3 spots to number 14. The Wildcats and Tigers are the only 2 ranked SEC teams. Auburn will take the court again tomorrow night when they host Vanderbilt at 8. Of course, you can hear that game right here on FM Talk 106.5 and Scuttlebutt Network. Moving to 1 p.m. tomorrow, Midday Mobile and Scuttlebutt live from Ed's Seafood Shed. It's 719 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Right, we're going to have the catfish and greens. Oh, forget about it.
And what else? I mean, you can't only. Yeah, you're going to have a lot more than that, right?
More catfish, more greens. That's about perfect. All right, 720. Be right back. And if you were going to leave the state of Alabama, where would you move to? Because we got the list out from United Van Lines where more people moved in 2019 than other states.
Hawaii.
We'll see if it's on the list. Be right back.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the lower 60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and chilly with lows in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny again with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
When was the last time you set an alarm clock for Saturday morning? Ah, Saturday. But wait, in 2 days, it'll be Monday again. Your alarm goes off and it's back to the grind. What if every day could feel like a Saturday? Retirement can feel like that, but you should start making plans today. Andrew McNair is your everyday can be Saturday retirement professional. Andrew and his team at Swan Capital can help you make plans to have the income you need to retire and stay retired. Imagine waking up every morning without an alarm. Is it Saturday? It sure feels like Saturday. If that's the kind of retirement you want, call your everyday can be Saturday advisor right now at 251-220-2296. Andrew and the team can help you put together a retirement income plan so you can have that Saturday feeling every day of the week. Call or text PLAN, P-L-A-N, to 251-220-2296 right now. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, we do have a new accident at Moffitt in Northview Drive. Also, Airport near Azalea, the center lane, still blocked off with a disabled 18-wheeler that's trying to move out of the roadway. It's been a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Watch those school zones again with extra radar. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years, providing new roofs and roof repairs. Get a free quote by calling 776-1006 and see them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. Five traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 722 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill, around 7:35, we'll get to talk to him. He has a nice forecast for today. End of the week, not so great, but I'll let him give you the bad news coming up. All right, United Van Lines just released the results of its 43rd annual study into which states most people are moving into and out of, and the state that had the highest percentage of people moving in last year was...
Colorado.
No, but Idaho.
Idaho?
Yeah.
Potatoes.
Boise's getting there are a lot of people moving in. It's like a hip place to be. 67.4% of moves involving Idaho were inbound, so they were a net gainer. Okay. Rest of the top 10 states that had the highest percentage of inbound moves were Oregon, Arizona, South Carolina, Washington, then Washington, D.C., Florida, South Dakota, North Carolina, and New Mexico. The state that saw the highest percentage of people leaving was New Jersey.
No.
You think the taxes and the issues there. 68.5% of the moves for New Jersey were people leaving New Jersey. The rest of the top 10 states that had the highest percentage of outbound moves were Illinois, New York, Connecticut, Kansas, Ohio, California. You've seen a lot of that going. Michigan, North Dakota, and Iowa. Interesting. South Dakota has most people moving in. North Dakota on the moving out list.
I wonder if they're just switching Dakotas.
They might be. It depends on where the oil jobs are, probably. All right, so if you had to choose a state, if you couldn't live in Alabama, what state would you move to?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I did visit Colorado once, and that was back when my brother was in the Air Force Academy, and there's just so much to do out there. Now, I did go during summer, and winter would probably be, a little more harsh. That would
but skiing and the beauty of the mountains.
There's a lot to do in Colorado. Of course, I love Tennessee, so I think it'd be between those two for me.
Colorado and Tennessee are your two. I'll give you three choices.
Okay.
Colorado, Tennessee, and...
My third choice would probably be... Oh, man, you're making this tough on me. Texas.
Okay.
I'd go Texas.
Very good. Very good. Texas is one of mine, too. Texas...
Montana, you're going to say, right?
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll have more than... Because it'd be Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, Texas. Those are the ones. If I can't live here on the Gulf Coast and do that, that's where I want to go.
That's not bad. I do love living on the Gulf Coast, though.
But I'm not going anywhere anytime soon, so I'm digging that. All right, you can... people are already chiming in where they'd move on our text line, 343-0106. That is if you were forced out of the state of Alabama.
Yeah, and Baldwin 5 here says he'd move to Australia. Bad timing. Baldwin 5. I don't think you want to go to Australia right now.
Probably good prices right now.
Probably, actually.
Probably get some good deals out there. All right, 725 FM Talk 106.5. And yes, they're all back in Washington in the House and the Senate. And there's, of course, more talk about what's next here in the impeachment proceedings. If the Senate decides to call witnesses in the trial of President Trump, now former National Security Advisor John Bolton saying that he would honor a subpoena. He's been outspoken on other matters, but as Bob Constantini points out, Bolton has kept his own counsel publicly about about the matter at the heart of the impeachment.
He called what Rudy Giuliani and EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland were trying to accomplish in Ukraine a drug deal, according to a couple witnesses in the House hearings. Now, former National Security Advisor John Bolton, in a statement, saying he's willing to testify in the Senate impeachment trial if he is subpoenaed. Bolton's reasoning is that, quote, it does not appear possible that a final judicial resolution of the still unanswered constitutional questions can be obtained before the Senate acts, end quote. That's a reference to the House Democrats' case against the Trump White House for attempts to block executive branch witnesses such as Bolton. The Senate's trial subpoenas, if any are issued, may not be subject to court review or subject to claims of executive privilege. So Bolton's newfound desire to open up is giving hope to Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It is now up to four Senate Republicans to support bringing in Mr. Bolton and the three other witnesses, as well as the key documents we've requested.
Bolton would be at the top of Democrats' witness list for what it seems he did not think was a good idea, trying to pressure Ukraine to investigate Hunter Biden's landing a job on the board of a Ukrainian gas company and why a prosecutor investigating that firm was fired. John Bolton resigned or was fired, same difference, over what were believed to be strong disagreements with President Trump's outreach to North Korea's Kim Jong-un. And since leaving, Bolton has gone public with criticism suggesting Kim would never really denuclearize the North. Hawkish on Iran, Bolton's not made clear exactly what his potential Senate testimony would say regarding Ukraine. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell continues to argue the Senate must first get the impeachment articles from the House, consider evidence, and then decide if any new witnesses will be called. Bob Costantini, Washington.
727 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Speaking of what's going on in Washington, what goes on back here at home, former Senator Jeff Sessions backing President Trump's strike against Iran. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. And the holidays are over, and it's a brand new year. And if you're thinking about the high-interest credit cards you used over the holidays, you know those bills will be coming. Here's an idea. This can help ease your mind. You can pay off your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. You can roll multiple credit card payments into just one payment at a lower fixed rate. LightStream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay, which is way lower than the national average interest rate, which is now 20% APR. Think about how much money that is back in your pocket. Plus, there are no fees, no application fees, no origination fees, no transaction fees, no prepayment penalties. And just for y'all, you can apply now and get a special interest rate discount. Now, the only way to get that discount is to go to lightstream.com/Sullivan. LightStream.com/Sullivan. My last name, Sullivan. Now, subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Sullivan for more information. Speaking of more information, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams on the way with our forecast. Also, we'll check in with News 5. And when we come back, a couple things here. Number one, what Jeff Sessions was saying about the strike in Iraq against the Iranian general. Also, you see how many people were killed in the stampede? During the funeral for Soleimani yesterday, they had the stampede around the funeral and a lot of Iranians killed in that. Okay, we'll talk about that a whole lot more when we return.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police are investigating the Port City's first homicide of the new year. Officers say a man was killed on Hercules Street around 7:30 Monday night. The man was taken to a hospital where he later died. No word yet on a suspect or motive in that case. Mayor Sandy Simpson is talking about the failed goal to make Mobile the safest city by this year. The mayor's office says the deadline was self-imposed to put pressure on city leaders. The mayor says the goal has not changed and will continue to help make the city become a better place. A Milton woman is in the Escambia County Jail this morning after Pensacola police found drug equipment in her bag. Officers say 28-year-old Brittany Smith didn't stop when they tried to pull her over. When she did pull over, a canine found tools used to inject heroin inside her bag. Smith faces multiple charges. And Mobile police say people have been riding the new Gotcha scooters through the George Wallace Tunnel. They've taken reports but have not actually seen anyone riding the scooters in the tunnel. The mayor's office is preparing action with a do's and don'ts list. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hello.
holiday rebates continue at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Receive instant rebates on your purchase, up to $300 off the Franklin, Lincoln, or Fat Boy safes in stock,
and receive a matching amount from Liberty Safes.
All Liberty Safes have a lifetime replacement warranty against theft and fire. For a limited time, 18-month 0% interest with approved credit is available on any purchase over $2,000. Get the Liberty Safe you really need now and stretch your payments out for 18 months. For service after the sale, go to Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 and Moffett Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
The United States has to wake up to the reality that the people of this region want the United States out.
Iranian Foreign Affairs Minister Mohammad Zarif, U.S. forces are on high alert in the Middle East for possible Iranian drone attacks. Correspondent Barbara Starr.
U.S. forces, including Patriot missile batteries, which can shoot down these drones, were on the highest state of readiness throughout the night, that they had warning to be extra vigilant, extra watchful. The window could, in fact, still be open for these kinds of potential attacks.
The U.S. Navy's Bahrain-based Fifth Fleet said it would work with shippers in the region to minimize any possible threat. Egypt's national airline has temporarily suspended flights to Baghdad. France has warned it will retaliate swiftly with the full backing of the European Union if the United States imposes tariffs on up to $2.4 billion worth of French products. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Pier 1 Imports plans to close nearly half of its stores and some distribution centers after the home decor retailer reported widening losses in its latest quarter and warned about its ability to stay in business within the next year. The Fort Worth-based home furnishings chain says it will close up to 450 of its nearly 940 stores. Its shares tumbled 17% yesterday on the news. Prosecutors have filed a revised charge against a former UAW official, signaling that another plea deal is likely in the government's investigation of corruption at the union. Vance Pearson, a former UAW regional director in the St. Louis area, is charged with an embezzlement conspiracy. 10 people with ties to the UAW have been charged in the corruption investigation. 8 have pleaded guilty. Juul Labs is shuffling its leadership ranks, appointing an interim chief financial officer and putting its predecessor in charge of the e-cigarette maker's $1 billion restructuring effort. On Wall Street, futures are modestly higher. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, so far we've had a pretty good ride. One accident at Moffitt at Northview Drive just off of Forest Hill. It's a minor fender bender, but officers are there waiting for the wreckers. Again, starting to see heavier traffic in those school zones. Watch your speed. Toomey's Mardi Gras has been your number one store in the area for everything Mardi Gras since 1978. Shop Toomey's for the best selection, pricing, and service. Now open in Spanish Fort at the Eastern Shore Center with 100 new items this year. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, a beautiful start to our Tuesday. Walk us through today and take a look at the rest of the week.
You know, we actually have a weak cold front moving through this time. And we got the 67 degrees yesterday, so we're going to cool down just a little bit today, about 62 for the high this afternoon. But it's bringing in some dry air, and we'll have plenty of sunshine today. So looks like a nice day. The wind will be out of the northwest around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Now, tonight, we will feel the effects of this cold front because we're going to cool into the upper 30s, 38 degrees here in the city, some areas getting into the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, another nice day with sunny skies and back up around 62, perhaps 63 degrees. After that, We've got some clouds moving in on Thursday. Become mostly cloudy and warmer. Wind out of the south. We'll see temperatures getting into the upper 60s Thursday afternoon. Some showers will move in Thursday night, and then it looks like Friday will be mostly cloudy with a good chance for showers, highs in the lower 70s. Now, that rain coming in, particularly on Friday, is due to a low-pressure system coming out of Texas. It's going to take its time, move across Mississippi and Alabama, and so we can look to showers and a few thunderstorms on Saturday, with a high temperature in the mid-70s. Rain will move out Saturday night and Sunday. Things should improve. Sunday will be partly cloudy, but a slight chance of a shower, mainly in the morning, and a high in the upper 60s. So we definitely have a two-part weekend with a good chance for shower and thunderstorm activity Saturday, and then gradual clearing on Sunday.
All right, so thunderstorms part of the mix. Anything else for severe weather you're looking for on Saturday?
Yeah, it looks like we could see some strong straight-line winds in those thunderstorms. We can't rule out possibility of a tornado. We'll have a better fix on that over the next couple of days, but it does look like we could see at least a few strong thunderstorms around on Saturday.
All right, Dr. Bill, remind folks, too, if they want to pick up their copy of the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, you've got them waiting for them in Baldwin County, Mobile County. They just got to go and grab one.
Yeah, in fact, right here, the studios, 1065, we have copies, or you can go buy Fox 10. Other locations here in Mobile, Robert Moore Christmastown, Classic Cars over on Cottage Hill Road, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, and also West Marine. And if you're over in Baldwin County, Old Time Garden Supply in Fairhope. Also in Fairhope, Autocraft Collision Center and Billy Langford Allstate. And over in Robertsdale, folks there on Highway 59, the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right, 57 now at FM Talk 106.5. 57 here, 55 in Citronelle. What's up, Citronelle? And heading for that high, like Dr. Bill said, in the lower 60s. All right, so here's the, maybe, I don't think you need a scarf. I don't know if it would ever be cold enough that I would need a scarf.
I don't think so, unless you travel.
But,
travel,
what?
Travel into the... I don't know. North of Canada.
There's other stuff to wear on the scarf. But I'll say this. Good for these people being creative, because I have lamented this in the past, that you'll go to CVS and you'll get like one thing. Mm-hmm. A 12-pack of Diet Coke there. And the receipt's printing, and it's printing, and it's printing, mm-hmm. and it's printing. And it comes off and it's like... You roll it up, you know. It's 4 or 5 feet long.
A tree per receipt.
Yes, you know, they have these ridiculously long receipts, I guess, with all the coupons or whatever they put in there, and they're mm-hmm. tracking your buying behavior. Well, now somebody's taken that idea and converted it into, instead of paper, into fleece scarves.
What?
Okay, listen. Two people over on Etsy, which, you know, like crafty sells, you know, Etsy crafters out mm-hmm. there. They took this and they have made CVS receipt scarves. They're fleece, they're white fleece with the black print on it. It says CVS Pharmacy, and it has barcodes on it. It has different coupons on it. Now, here's one of the two sellers has actually even made it to where you can have anything printed on the scarf you'd like. So if you want specific things on your receipt, you can. Where was this before the Dirty Santa gifts?
Yeah.
This would be like the best Dirty Santa gift ever. They said, here we go. They found out about it. This person writing this story said, I found out about it a week before Christmas and paid for the express shipping, according to the reviewer. Okay, this is a reviewer on their website. It arrived in plenty of time. The fabric is a bit thin for a scarf, but the printing quality is good. I ended up sewing some flannel on the back to bulk it up a bit. End result, it was a hit. My husband loved it and can't wait to show it to his coworkers. The second option is currently sold out, but they said there'll be more in stock by the 19th of this month. It can't be customized as much as the other one, but it features a purchase of $1.67, followed by a seemingly endless number of coupons that'll keep you warm and cozy through the winter months. So you can check it out. If you just Google CVS receipt scarf, you'll find those places online
to purchase one. That first person loved the idea of the CVS scarf, but it wasn't scarfy enough.
That's right.
It wasn't thick enough.
That's right. Because it was too thin for the scarf wearer.
And I do know for Halloween, that's been a popular new Halloween costume, people dressing up as CVS receipts.
Well, that's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty. I like that. And you just go buy a couple items, and you'll have enough material to make your whole costume.
Yeah.
There you go. 740 FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, Illinois was one of the states to green light legalized recreational marijuana sales in 2020. How's business in Illinois? Well, we'll get the story from TJ Coutini next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Chelsea and Logan Green of the Yard Milkshake Bar. They have a tiger by the tail. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
Roberts Brothers now offers vacation rentals in Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, and along the Eastern Shore in Fairhope and Point Clear. While you're here, spend a day at OWA on thrilling rides, an afternoon on a dolphin cruise, or an evening at the wharf listening to your favorite band. For booking details, visit robertsbrothersvacationrentals.com.
Chelsea and Logan Green opened a milkshake shop in a place where three other ice cream stores had failed. They had a belief, though, that it would work if they created something unique and different. They focused on milkshakes, not ice cream, and some of their creation costs well over $10. Then came lines of people waiting to buy one, and customers knew what they wanted prior to seeing the menu due to Chelsea's social media promotion. And this was all before getting an offer from Mark Cuban on Shark Tank. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business in this exciting economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
742 FM Talk 106.5. So Illinois has gone forward with legalized recreational marijuana sales first of the year. So they've been doing this. They were doing it 5 days before they had trouble. Several Illinois recreational marijuana dispensaries were closed yesterday. Why? Well, here's TJ Coutini from Westwood One.
The legal sale of recreational cannabis began January 1st in Illinois, with customers spending about $3.2 million on the first day, with more than $10.8 million over 5 days. To compare that, Michigan, which made recreational marijuana legal on December 1st, generated $3.1 million in the first 2 weeks of sales. The owner of a shop in Chicago says he doesn't expect to resume sales until Friday because of lack of supply. Product shortage not the only reason, though. An owner of a chain of shops in Chicago, Rockford, and Champaign are shutting down for a few days to, quote, reset and give the staff a break after working five straight 14-hour days. I'm TJ Coutini.
Welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Dave, are you here Christmas shopping? Don't you usually wait until it's a bit closer to Christmas?
Nope, I'm here for a turkey charm for my wife's bracelet and a few other things.
I'll see if one's available, or if not, I'll order you one in. But you've got to tell me the story.
Well, my brother and I did a fall turkey hunt, got a couple gobblers, cleaned our birds, came back to Mobile.
Sounds like a great time. So what happened?
Well, the whole family was around the table ready to dig into a beautiful turkey dinner. After the blessing, everybody started eating when all of a sudden Aunt Nancy screams. She broke a tooth and everybody started picking pellets out of their mouth. And then I yelled at Bob for not getting all the shot out of the bird. And he jumps up from the table. I follow outside. Next thing you know, we're wrestling in the front yard. Everybody's watching. That's when the dog made his move to feast on the Thanksgiving bird.
So who are you buying charms for?
Yeah, my mother-in-law, who broke her dentures, Uncle Pete and Aunt Nancy, who both cracked teeth. Both of our wives are angry that we took that fight to the front yard and then had to take the dog to the vet. So I need four turkey charms and one silver eagle for Uncle Pete.
Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, 2204 Government Street, Mobile. Like us on Facebook or visit mobilebaycoins.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Frontier Airlines announced they will no longer fly out of the port city. The airline issued a statement saying they will suspend flights from the downtown airport in Mobile on April 22nd. The Mobile Airport Authority says they continue to recruit low-cost carriers. Fort Walton Beach police are now looking into how a body ended up on private property. Officers were called to what looks like a homeless camp in a wooded area off Maple Street and Beale Parkway on Monday. That's where they found a woman's body.
Right now, police are not releasing any other information. A Mississippi prosecutor says he won't decide whether to try a man accused of murdering four people for a seventh time. District Attorney Doug Evans filed a court order Monday recusing himself and asking the state attorney general's office to decide on trying Curtis Flowers again. Last month, Flowers was released for the first time in 22 years after a judge granted a request for bail. Flowers was convicted four times for killing four people at a furniture store in Winona, Mississippi. Two other trials ended in mistrials. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Heavy Rents has everything you need to get the job done. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best in low-hour Cat machines. Articulated trucks, dozers, wheel loaders, excavators, and more. Renting from Thompson Tractor is a seamless process. We deliver the equipment you need and the support you expect, with best-in-class technology options such as Cat payload monitoring and grade assist technology to finish your job on time and under budget. So let Thompson help you increase profits and reduce downtime the way they've been doing since 1957. Thompson Heavy Rents. Just like you, we have what it takes. For short and long-term heavy equipment rental and rental purchase options, visit ThompsonHeavyRents.com.
Tua turns pro. The Ragin' Cajuns win Mobile's Lending Tree Bowl. And the Auburn Tigers keep moving up in the basketball rankings. It's 7:46 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The big news from yesterday, Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa announced that he will skip his senior season and enter the NFL draft.
And without further ado, with lots of prayers, thoughts, and guidance, I have decided that I will be declaring and entering the 2020 NFL draft.
Tagovailoa said that he met with Alabama coach Nick Saban five times in the past week and had conversations with multiple NFL executives. Saban said that he did not try to talk Tua out of turning pro.
I know this has been a very difficult decision for him and his family. Our role in that is not to make a decision, but only to provide all the information that we can.
Tagovailoa took over as the starting quarterback in the 2018 National Championship game and rallied the Tide to a 26-23 overtime victory over Georgia. He never gave the job back, went on to throw a combined 76 touchdowns and 9 interceptions the last two seasons. This season, Tua dislocated his hip during a November 16th game against Mississippi State. He had surgery shortly thereafter. He's been rehabbing with the team since. Tua's departure sets up a heck of a battle for the starting quarterback job next season. Current starter Mac Jones, Tua's younger brother Talia, and incoming highly touted freshman Bryce Young are all expected to compete for the number one spot on the depth chart. Tua wasn't the only Alabama player to make an announcement yesterday. Wide receiver Henry Ruggs III said that he'll be joining fellow wide receiver Jerry Jeudy and offensive lineman Jedrick Wills in preparing for the 2020 NFL draft, while wide receiver Devontae Smith announced that he will return to Alabama for his senior season. Linebackers Josh McMillan and Dylan Moses, along with offensive lineman Alex Leatherwood, also said they will be returning next year, still waiting on running back Najee Harris to make his decision. Last night at Ladd Peoples Stadium, Louisiana Lafayette won the Lending Tree Bowl over Miami of Ohio 27-17. Quarterback Levi Lewis was ESPN's player of the game. He led the Ragin' Cajuns with 246 yards passing and two touchdowns, along with 62 yards rushing on 8 carries. That leaves us with one game remaining this season. The national championship between number 1 LSU and number 3 Clemson will be played on Monday night at 7 in New Orleans. LSU is currently favored by 5.5 points. In NFL news, the Dallas Cowboys have hired Mike McCarthy to serve as the 9th head coach in franchise history. McCarthy coached the Green Bay Packers for 13 seasons from 2006 to 2018. He finished with a 125-77-2 record with the Packers and made the playoffs in 9 of his 13 seasons. The Packers won Super Bowl 45 in 2011 and made it to the NFC Championship 3 other times in McCarthy's tenure. McCarthy will reportedly be hiring New Orleans Saints linebackers coach Mike Nolan to be the Cowboys' defensive coordinator. McCarthy replaces Jason Garrett, who went 85-67 as Dallas' head coach from 2010 to 2019. In basketball last night, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team beat UT Arlington 66-54. South took a 4-2 lead early and never gave it back. Chad Lott led the Jags with 20 points. Josh Ajayi added 14 points with 13 rebounds. Up next, South will host Arkansas State at the Mitchell Center on Thursday. The Auburn Tigers basketball team is still undefeated and keep moving up in the AP Top 25. They're now ranked 5th in the latest poll that came out yesterday. That's 3 spots higher than last week after the Tigers beat Mississippi State on Saturday to improve their record to 13-0. It's the highest the Tigers have been ranked by AP voters since they were ranked 4th in January of 2000. Gonzaga is number 1 in the AP Top 25, followed by Duke, Kansas, and Baylor. Auburn's 5, Butler comes in at number 6, and San Diego State 7th. Kentucky is up 3 spots to number 14. The Wildcats and the Tigers are the only 2 ranked SEC teams. Auburn will take the court again tomorrow night when they host Vanderbilt at 8. It's 10 minutes till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7, featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the lower 60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and chilly with lows in the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny again with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today. And we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
Good morning, everyone, for the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center at Moffett Road off of Forest Hill and Northview Drive. They've got another minor fender bender. They're moving out of the roadway. Delays continue coming off of Schillinger and Greelot, Spring Hill and Dolphin at 65, but no problems across the Bayway and the Causeway from the Eastern Shore. The Serpents of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile has a perfect gift for that unique someone, from the independent art, books, and clothing to the oddity items like skulls and two-headed turtles. See them at serpentsofbeinville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 754 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings, Tuesday style. Coming up, Quinn Hilliard joins us. Plus, we're turning up your voice at 343-0106. That's the phone number and text line, 343-0106. Also, the website, fmtalk1065.com, where the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question this morning is a tie ball game. Do you have you flown or were you planning to fly out of Mobile's downtown airport? Right now, 50-50. 50. Of course, talking about that with the announcement from Frontier Airlines that they were going to be pulling out here in a couple months. So we'll talk about that coming up next hour with you. And tonight, it's Jeopardy time. And it's what is this, the greatest of all time?
Yeah, the GOAT. They will crown the GOAT after these nights of Jeopardy. So you have the three winningest Jeopardy contestants of all time. James Holzhauer, the most recent one to go on a big win streak. Ken Jennings and Brad Reuter. And they're going to begin a multi-day primetime Battle of the Brains starting tonight with Jeopardy.
All right, so that's happening. Of course, we have the word here about Trebek making his announcement where he's talking about stepping away. Alex Trebek is fighting that stage 4 pancreatic cancer diagnosis and is contemplating retirement. Said he's going to do like a 30-second window where he says goodbye. I guarantee you that'll have more people tearing up in the United States than... That, you know, many other, like some movie that was designed to do that probably won't bring as much wet eye to the country as Trebek. But he's like I told you, I grew up in a Jeopardy household. I mean, that's what we did. News, Jeopardy, and Wheel of Fortune household. Mm-hmm. That's how I grew up. And that's what, then dad would watch Braves baseball.
Yeah.
For the season. That's what was on.
I mean, America's been following Trebek's journey ever since he announced that he had cancer. And I think for a little while there, it was looking better. I don't know if he fully went into remission.
I thought so, too. But now it's come back and it sounds like it isn't. I don't know. I mean, if he's going to step down, so.
And he seems pretty certain that it's going to be a really, really tough fight from this point. So you're right. Tears aplenty once he makes that farewell announcement.
All right. So that is tonight, and it's the ultimate greatest of all time Jeopardy tournament, Battle Royale.
Yeah. So you've got Brad Reuter. He's the all-time winningest contestant, never been defeated by another human on Jeopardy. Ken Jennings, who won 74 games in a row. And then you have James Holzhauer, who was on last year, and he almost won as much money as Jennings, but he did it in half the number of games. So
so he's more efficient.
Right, and he bet big. He was a sports bettor.
Yeah, the guy out of Vegas, right?
Yeah, a sports bettor, and I guess he worked the analytics and figured out that you got to bet big to win big, and that's exactly what he did.
All right, there it is. Tonight we'll be watching, talking about that tomorrow. Coming back, more of Mobile Mornings. Like I said, Quinn Hillier joins us. He's going to talk some Bolton. And I'll probably have some comments about John Bolton and John Bolton's mustache.
Yeah, and I'm sure Quinn's got something to say about that Saints loss to Minnesota over the weekend.
Yeah, so on the way, plus your chance to turn up your voice at 343-0106. We'll be right back.